when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم يا أبا عبد الله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdillah, inni silmun liman salamakum, wa harbun liman harabakum, ila yawm al-qiyamah. O Aba Abdillah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, until the day of resurrection. In this regard, we started discussing the concept of soul and human soul and nafs, and how important the role of nafs is in being prepared to be attracted to the side of beauty and perfection, and being detached and express bara'ah from the side of evil and imperfection. And the reason, perhaps, why Imam Hussein alayhi salam was so steady in his detachment from evil and in his love for perfection is that he had this kind of nafsul mutma'inna. He had kind of reassured heart and soul. Now, in the previous episode, we discussed a little bit over the concluding verses of chapter Fajr, the 89th chapter of the Holy Quran. And in the very tradition that explains the reason why Suratul Fajr is called Suratul Hussein, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam informs his companion Abu Usama that whosoever recites this chapter during the wajib and mustahab kinds of prayers would be in the company of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in heaven, appreciating the fact that recitation is not mere vocalization, but also thinking and self-transformation. If we recite the chapter, if we resolve to change, and if we completely decide to fight our inner forces of sin until victory, we likewise would enjoy the station of an-nafsul mutma'inna. Can anyone perceive a station more intoxicating than that of being with Hussein alayhi salam in paradise? No one is able to perceive what his companionship will do in the other world.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplified. it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Imam Khomeini, one of the most successful revolutionaries of his time, having understood the kernel of the matter, in different speeches, alluded to the reality that the beginning of reform is the human self. And in reality, we really understand that the basis of what he was saying about preparing the nafs and soul, the basis is in the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. That is why he said, until we do not reform ourselves, we will not be able to reform our country. And he goes on and says, if you would like your country to be independent, such that the others cannot interfere in its affairs, you must start with your own selves. That is why we must know that the most hostile of our enemies is our nafs, that is between our two sides. That is the kind of tradition. أعدى عدوك النفس التي بين جنبيك. Our nafs invites us abundantly towards evil, and our nafs is what is greedy of the world. Our nafs is immersed in disobedience, in sins and misdeeds. So we must stand beside Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That is how we can get to understand which sides are not on our side, which sides are imperfection and evil. And this is the victory of the victories. This is Fathul Futuh. This is the biggest victory. This is Jihadul Akbar. That is why the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, the one who overcomes the people is not tough. Indeed, the tough one is the one who overcomes his nafs. Those who were together with Imam Hussein alayhi salam were the tough people because they subdued their souls, because they could gain victory over their own souls. And that is what got them to fight on the side of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That's how attained the elevation of martyrdom, and their outcomes were sealed with goodness. But the united masses, armed with ammunitions and swords and spears, were defeated. That is not because they were not powerful, but at the end, they collapsed before the evil inviting self of nafs. And they were at the lowest of the low positions. Brothers and sisters, this is the importance of preparation of nafs and human soul before starting other kinds of jihads. We have yet a lot to discuss regarding this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, which we will, God willing, mention in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الذي صنعت من الرب
نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين